big black car. I say, hey now, baby, get into my big black car. I just wanna show you just what my politics are. Well, I'm a political man, and I practice what I preach. Well, I'm a political man, and I practice what I preach. Now, don't deny me, not when you're in my reach. Well, I support the left, but I'm leaning to the right. Well, I support the left, but I'm leaning to the right. Oh, but you'll never find me, not when there's a fight.
Welkom bij een nieuwe editie van In Jazz. Mijn naam is Code Kloet en ook dit keer begon ik weer met een nieuwe cd. John F. Klaver, gitarist en componist, heeft een derde deel uitgebracht in een serie die hij noemde The Organic and Sustainable Sessions. Dit was een akoestisch solostuk dat hij opnam in de finale van de International Blues Challenge 2025 in Memphis. En dat stuk heette Politician. Sluit mooi aan bij de volgende muziek. En overigens laat ik je zo meteen nog meer muziek horen van John. En dan ook met zijn band van diezelfde cd. Maar nu naar een aflevering in onze serie Pocket Concerts. Je weet wel, die kleine concerten die we opnemen in de studio van de Concertzender in Utrecht, in samenwerking met World of Jazz en Nederlands Jazzarchief. Buma Cultuur in Jazz steunt zoals je weet Nederlands copyright, maar dat wil niet per se zeggen dat de componisten ook Nederlands moeten zijn. Ze zijn wel allemaal aangesloten bij Buma Stemra. En dat geldt onder andere voor bassist en componist River Adomite. Zeer geëngageerde muziek met de groep Flatland Prayer, met Antonio Moreno Glasgow trompet en Liva Dumpe vocals. En ik verwijs je gelijk even naar deze website, injazz.nl... injazz.nl, want daar kun je een uitgebreid interview lezen met River, gemaakt door Mark van Schaik. Overigens, ik praat zometeen ook nog even met River na de opnames die wij maakten op 23 maart jongsleden. De stukken die je gaat horen zijn Swamp, Fascisme en brute samenleving, een gedicht van Sonja Prins. Daarna The Tele-Evangelist. My baby shut me down, if not for you. Maar we beginnen met Gold Rush. River Adomite, Antonio Moreno Glaskov, Liva Dumpe. Flatland Prayer in the Pocket Concerts.
I got a worn out letter, said life was better out west in the Indian heat. I'm gonna take me out to California, gonna see what it can bring. Where the air is cleaner, the water is sweeter, they say it's filled with gold. I'm gonna take me out to the gold rush, baby, gonna grab all I can hold. We'll build a railroad, no matter the cost. Dust off the caravan, pack up all we've got. From the gleaming night to the dawn's first light, in the land of the brave and the free, I'm gonna pull me up my bootstraps, baby, gonna see what I can be. Gonna build my American Mississippi, Utah. We've come. All the way from Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, 200,000 strong. Mississippi, Utah. We've come. All the way from Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, 200,000 strong. The best will come for me and you. Our brightest days before us. Our blessed country burning strong from raging dawn till dusk. Ooh. arm in arm, two by two. God bless you, God bless you.
Zodra je het wel gelooft en je hart er niet meer in zet, wordt alles wat je produceert decoratief, of liberaal, of vrijzinnig. Dat kan heel aardig zijn, maar is bijvoorbeeld in geen enkel opzicht opgewassen tegen het fascisme, dat zelf met decor speelt. Boven een brute samenleving van moordlust, exaltatie en eigenwan.
Telling me I've got a right to my own truth. He is speaking right to me, directly through the screen, saying the truth will set us free. You and me, baby, you and me. Preacher says that I'm obliged to defend all that is mine. Eye for an eye, he says, an eye for an eye, and I've got a right to defend all that is mine. And I've been itching for a fight. Preacher says that I'm obliged to defend all that is mine. Well, my baby shot me down. She never said she would, but she said she could. Without a second thought, I should have bought her flowers, a rosebud, chocolates to devour. But my baby shut me down. Right there where I stood, she got me bad for good. On second thought, I really ought to bought her flowers. Well, my baby shut me down. She never said she would, but she said she could. Without a second thought, I should have bought her flowers, a rosebud, chocolates to devour. But my baby shut me down. Right there where I stood, she got me bad for good. Shut me down. She always said she could, and even that she should, over and over, again and again and again and again and again. With no flowers, a rosebud, chocolates to devour from her man. A stormy night, my northern lights above. Who else but you will guide me home. If not for you, then whom, my Lord? If not for you, then who? For you I lay my rifle down, then raise it once again. I leave my love across the shore. If not for you, then whom, my Lord? If not for you, with nothing left to give. I'll join my love across the shore. If not for you, then who, my Lord? If not for you, then who?
Everything again.
Flatland Prayer in the Pocket Concerts, March 23, here in the studio of the Concert Center for our Pocket Concert series. River, welcome back, second time.
Yes, thank you for having me back, even after the first time.
You always play in trios?
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like trios. It's a good, it's a nice format. It's manageable. Yeah,
the last time was with the band with Joost, eh?
and Amelie,
mm-hmm. Going very well. I hear from Joost, and now you have this new trio, Flatland Prayer. Mm-hmm. First of all, where does the name come from?
The name is a bit of reference to the kind of connection between the Netherlands and the Midwest of the States, that they're both very flat. So that's one thing. It's also apparently a term for from people, how do I even explain that? People in the sort of upper East Coast area, it's a term that they use for like New Englanders or people from Connecticut, basically, where I'm from.
Okay.
So that's that. And prayer, just because it, I think it's a bit in the sound of the trio that it's got this kind of yearning quality somehow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because in this relatively short set, I hear so many influences, so many moods passing by, starting off with something that I would describe as pretty American.
Yeah, I think the trio has become more Americana as we've gone along, especially with this project or this album, Fanatic. Yeah, that there's a lot of bluegrass influences in country and folk, but that kind of comes in more and more, mm-hmm. actually, the longer we play together.
A band with a message?
For this album, apparently. yeah, I think I write all the music and I always write a full set at a time. And this album, Fanatic, that we just released is sort of inspired by or commenting on the political situation in the States currently. So the first half being about the January 6th Capitol storming. Mm-hmm. And then the second half, the response to Trump's re-election. So that was the inspiration, I guess, behind the writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, in general, feel that music has a role in being engaged in what's happening in the world? Because you describe America now, but we could easily make it a global issue.
Yeah. Does it have a role? I would say certainly. I mean, I think, generally speaking, musicians or artists just make things about their lives, and a big part of our lives right now is this rise in the far right and fascism, and the current political climate is very present for a lot of people. And so I think it makes sense that also the art that people are making reflects that somehow.
Yeah. The choice of the lyric that you recited, tell us something about it. That is part of our Digging the Archives series. How did you come up with that idea?
Yeah, I really was just looking for poetry or songs or any kind of text that would be coming from the more Dutch canon, but relevant to the themes that we're talking about with fascism, basically. And this is what I came across, was this poem by Sonia Prince. And I thought it was just very applicable also in terms of the discussion of kind of what we were saying, the role of art in fascism in kind of politics, leftist politics, how that can be also construed in its own way by fascism and how that's used itself. I just thought it was a really beautiful poem and a really interesting kind of other angle on the themes that we were talking about.
Did you already know it, or was it a discovery?
No, I didn't know it. I discovered it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, keep digging then. Eh? Okay. Liva, we've known each other for quite some time, various settings. I recently broadcast the concert we did with Federico Lorusso in our In Jazz Hall in Hilversum. Now in this trio, how do you adapt to the different situation in which you are a vocalist?
Yes, in this trio, I really enjoy the fact that I get back to singing with lyrics. Because oftentimes in like modern jazz scene, singers somehow start to adapt more instrumental role and sing also without lyrics. Mm-hmm. So for me, actually, this was kind of one of the few projects where I have to again sing with lyrics, and I enjoy it very much. and I really love the message, and also it feels very. It sits nice in my voice, this repertoire, and it feels very freeing to sing this repertoire.
And sometimes it goes to really, really soft pianissimo vibes. Yeah. How is that to sing that?
Yes, that I think it's really adaptive. There are moments that we're also more loud, more powerful in the way how we play and also how I sing. And there are also moments that, it gets very delicate. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you develop this repertoire, do you talk about it a lot as a trio, about the message, the words, the dynamics that you use, or is it a different method of working?
I think mostly River just brings in the music, and maybe sometimes I feel like I want to know what it's about, but also I feel a little bit like I don't want to be revealed too much, or also I'm just too shy to ask. So sometimes if I really don't know what it's about and it's important for me to understand the message, I would ask. But also a lot of times it's just literally the English vocabulary that I would ask about some words that I just don't know. And it's important for me to know the message, and it's also very interesting for me to come up how I identify with the stories. Like if I know that, okay, this song is about this, but is there a connection that I can make with my own life or something that's more personal for me, and not nobody really needs to know it, it's just in the back of my mind. Nice. Yeah.
Talking about the dynamics of this trio, Antonio, a trumpet player, sometimes it goes really, really delicate and soft. Is that harder for you than, for instance, playing a big band?
No, I personally love it. I feel that my let's say personality as a trumpet player goes more towards the soft side. Mm-hmm. And this particular setting sits really well in my way of playing. So I gravitate naturally towards softer and leaving space. So Flatland Prayer is actually perfect.
Because you bring a lot of colors as a trio. We have a relatively short set, as I said before. But there's a lot of different tone colors that you can produce together.
Definitely. I mean, I think partly as a trio, especially with this instrumentation, we are limited in terms of in the sound that we can create. So we have to look for variety in different ways. So also different layers, so the themes, the lyrics, but also the dynamics, the tempos, the structures, and the sounds, of course.
Closing with a last question for River. We now enjoyed this a lot, by the way, in a very intimate setting, tiny desk pocket concert type setting. Where can you bring this stage-wise? I mean, this requires a devoted audience, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would say so. I think for the most part, we try to play in places where people are sitting and listening. But yeah, we've been lucky enough to have those opportunities. And depending on the situation also with different guest artists as well or in different settings, a lot of the album is with samples. So that also brings a very different atmosphere.
Yeah.
But yeah, generally speaking, it's not really background bar music, or it could be, but then you're missing something.
Yeah. Very last question. You mentioned the album. If people are curious about it, and I can imagine they are, how can they find out more about you? Is there a website or a link? Or
yeah, there's we have a website, which is riveradamite.com/flatlandprayer. We're on Instagram, we're on Bandcamp, we're on all the streaming platforms. We've got physical CDs. You can go on Bandcamp and order those if you like. Yeah.
I'll make sure our listeners get that information if they want to. And thank you so much for being
thank
in Pocket
you.
Concerts.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Je hoorde de Pocket Concert opname gemaakt op 23 maart jongsleden. River Adomeit bas en composities. Antonia Moreno Glaskov trompet. En Liva Doempe vocals. Ja, en inderdaad, je kunt het ook zien allemaal op ons speciale YouTube kanaal. En dat is Pocket Concerts _NL. Pocket Concerts _NL. En ik zei het al eerder, de Pocket Concerts, dat is een samenwerking van Buma Cultuur in Jazz, World of Jazz, onderdeel van de Concertzender, en het Nederlands Jazzarchief. Zoals beloofd, nog meer muziek van Jon F. Klaver. En dat staat allemaal op zijn nieuwe cd, het derde deel in de serie The Organic and Sustainable Sessions. Dit stuk heet By Your Side en dat speelt hij met de hele band. Jon F. Klaver gitaar, Robert Jan van Schoonakker drums, Iris Zichtermans basgitaar en Bob Fritsema Hammond and Keys. By Your Side.
More to see. I'm almost running on empty, and I'm almost out of touch. But I just wanna hold you through the day and through the night. And I won't make you this promise. We're home as fast as I can. Just one more. Till I'm by your side once again. Just one more mile to go. Till I'm by your side. Your smile won't always guide me. even when I'm covered up with darkness. You got me like a northern star, get me out of this maze. When I'm sad and lonely, I just think about the time. The time we're gonna share when these streets get old. Just one more mile to go till I'm by your side once again. Just one more mile to go till I'm by your side.
John F. Klaver van de Organic and Sustainable Sessions, volume 3. Dit stuk was By Your Side. En voor meer informatie, je weet het, mail me maar. co@injazz.nl. co@injazz.nl. En ik ga de komende weken nog wel vaker muziek van John laten horen. Ja, je hoort zijn saxofoon elke aflevering aan het einde van de uitzendingen. Namelijk dat stuk Music for Blueshorn van The Preacher Man, een compositie van Efrain Trujillo. Hij speelt dat stuk op een speciale saxofoon. En hij heeft de saxofoons ook bij zich voor een trio met Eran Har-Even gitaren en Sven Schuster contrabas. En zij brachten zeer recent een cd uit en die heet Three Part Harmony. Efrain Trujillo, Three Part Harmony. En daar laat ik je nu tot slot een aantal stukken van horen. Seven Daily Sins, daarvoor Say What, en ik open met Ines Maria, allemaal composities van Efraïm. Maar eerst bedank ik je, mede namens Mark van Schaik, het hele Buma Cultuurteam en de medewerkers van Pocket Concerts voor het luisteren. Mijn naam is Code Kloet, zeg ik alleen nog, gedag allemaal.
Thank you. Thank you.